Good evening. I call this April 26th, 2022, meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council to order. My name is Rich Hansen. I am the Mayor of Blair, and I'm glad you joined us this evening. It is my pleasure to introduce the members of the Blair City Council and city staff that are with us tonight. Hafer, Shank, Wolf, Willis, Rump, Stewart, and Shepard. City Administrator Rod Storm. Jeff Behrman, who is our planning guy. Desiree Solomon, city attorney. Al Shoemaker, director of public works. Chief Joe Logger is in the back somewhere. I see him. I saw Brooke come in.
There she.
Brooke, our librarian, is with us. And Brenda.
Pat Long.
And Pat Long, our director of parks and cemetery, along with board member parks and boards. Board member Betsy Anderson, and of course our city clerk Brenda Wheeler,
planning commissioner Daryl Bolsinger is in here,
and chairman of the planning commission Daryl Bolsinger,
HR director,
and our HR director is Ben Gould. He's also our sergeant of arms. Sergeant at arms.
He's big enough.
And have I missed any special guests? Okay. This is a public meeting, and we invite you to be part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, share your ideas, and I want you to feel comfortable, and we'll do everything I can to make sure your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting. I ask that you keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. I can't imagine any of you high school kids have a cell phone, but if you need to take a call, please step outside of the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. The city clerk must record who you are, so that means tell us your name, spell your last name, and please give us your address. We're not after you. That is by state statute. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes. So that others have an opportunity to speak as well. Focus on your comments, though. We will keep track of your 3 minutes, and that's when our sergeant at arms will pull out a big cane and escort you out of the chamber. A copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted at both exits. Now, if you would please rise and pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
That was item number 2 on our consent agenda. Item number 3 is approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Willis, seconded by Shepard, to approve the consent agenda.
All council members present voting aye.
Item number 4, I will now read a proclamation in honor of National Peace Officers Memorial Day and National Police Week. Whereas since 1962, May 15th has been recognized as National Peace Officers Memorial Day and the week in which it falls as National Police Week. And whereas outstanding individuals serve the city of Blair in law enforcement and preserve the rights and security of each citizen of Blair, and whereas members of the City Blair law enforcement benefit the people by protecting life and property, opposing violence and disorder, and defending the innocent, and whereas it is imperative that all citizens realize the importance of law enforcement in our city, rest assured that there are individuals who take action to ensure safety, and whereas the freedoms enjoyed in the United States of America are unique and upheld with a commitment by the individuals who secure them, and whereas during the week of May 15th, the courage of the fallen officers of Nebraska will be remembered along with their families who feel the weight of the responsibility that maintains our liberty through the upholding of the law and who now live with the memory of those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And whereas, more specifically, we remember and honor the officers who have fallen or who we have lost in Nebraska. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the mayor and members of the City Council, I here do recognize May 15, 2022 as National Peace Officers Memorial Day and the week of May 15, 2022 as National Police Week, and thanks and appreciates the law enforcement officers past and present for their dedication and service to the city. Item number five. Swearing in of new police officers, Savannah Keller and Austin Peck.
Mayor, can I
speak? Yeah.
I'd like to recognize one of the officers in question tonight, Mr. Peck, Officer Peck. He was one of two that showed up at my business last week when our business was on fire. And very gracious and calmly helped calm me down. And was the first responder there, and I just want to say thank you, Mr. Peck, and I don't remember the other gentleman that was with you. He may even be here tonight, but I want to say thank you from my heart because you were there when I needed you, so thank you so much.
Okay. Joe?
Have you both stand up over there, face me and raise your right hand. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of Nebraska and the ordinances of the City of Blair, Nebraska against all enemies foreign and domestic and perform faithfully and impartially the duties of a police officer according to the law to the best of my ability so help me God.
My name is Mark Degner. I'm the lead pastor of Christ Lutheran Church, which is up on Transformation Hill, formerly the Dana College campus. Our church is a church that emphasizes prayer, and we've taken on a ministry of blessing the law enforcement officers and first responders in our community. And on behalf of Christ Lutheran Church, Pastor Amy, who's my co-chaplain, and myself, we would like to present to you this challenge coin, which has on the one side the image of the badge that you will wear as an officer for the Blair Police Department, and also has a message that says that we are praying for you. We have someone specifically praying for each of the officers, including you. So somebody's lifting you up for protection and care. On the back side, it says that Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18, talks about putting on the whole armor of God. And we pray that you will be defended and protected from all danger and harm as you serve in law enforcement and as your private lives are carried out when you're not on duty. So on behalf of the church, Christ Lutheran Church, and Pastor Amy and myself, I present this challenge coin to you, Savannah.
Thank you.
And we ask a firm and strong blessing of God upon you, and also Austin, to you. Praying for the Lord's blessing upon you. And I'd like to offer up a little prayer for them. God, our Father, we pray blessing upon our Blair Police Department, the Washington County Sheriff's Department, the Blair Volunteer Fire and Rescue Team, and today we pray a special blessing on Savannah and Austin, and we ask you to be a strong defender over them, give them joy in their work, and protect them as they come and go, and keep them from any danger or harm, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Edgar.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wanted to say one quick thing. These are the two new officers that are going to Grand Island, so you won't see them for 16 weeks. But the gentleman
yes,
that you recognized
wrong.
Is Officer Gern. Could you stand
yes.
up? I wanted to make
got
sure
the names
that,
wrong.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is Officer Gern. He's the one that we swiped from Skyler. I wanted Mr. Radloff here tonight, too, so you could see all four of them. But he's evidently on a call with his FTO right now, so he wasn't. He's out there somewhere, may walk in later. So anyway, I just wanted to see the other ones, and they're working out very, very well. So thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Item number six, I'm going to, with your help, approve a promotional appointment of Josh Hathaway as a detective with the Blair Police Department. Joe?
Yes, we went through written tests, civil service interviews, background investigation. I was very, very pleased that we had five people apply for this. All five did a very good job through the testing procedure. And again, like any other small department, there's a position for one, so we have one that's happy and four that are not so happy right now. But I wholeheartedly support Josh Hathaway as our new detective.
Do we need to vote on that? Okay. The floor is open for a motion.
I move to approve the mayoral appointment of Josh Hathaway as detective with the Blair Police Department.
Second.
Mindy. Moved by Stewart, seconded by Wolf to approve our new detective. Mr. Hathaway. Detective Hathaway.
We'll have him stand up to make sure everybody knows
he is here.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay. Item number seven. We have a request from Brent Fulmer, representing Thor. Trails have our respect to construct a pump track in the area between Peterson Field and the trail. I thought I recognized you.
Stepping in for Brent today. Brent is at his kids' concert and trying to get here. So,
okay.
I'm Carrie.
Okay, please come to the podium.
My name is Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y. Krimke, K-R-E-M-K-E. Address?
Address?
3164 County Road 37. And I believe, was there a presentation he had provided?
Yes, he should be pulling it up.
Okay, yep. We can walk through this real quick. It should take a couple minutes.
Pump track.
So beginning in two items we wanted to cover tonight. First, a phase one, phase two progress report on the work that has been done on the trail system at Black Hill Park. And the second is a 22 improvement proposal that's being discussed and proposed tonight with a couple of asks. So first, we wanted to provide a little bit of an overview of what has happened at Black Hill Park. There's right at 5 miles of dirt trail that has been developed over the past 2 years. Close to 885, probably closer to 900 hours of volunteer time developing these trails. Key things, you know, it's multi-use, hikers, runners, bikers, snowshoers, getting used by a little bit of everyone. We have approximately 20 volunteers. Last year there was one formal event held, that darn race. This year we have that same running race held. And we also have a NICA or Nebraska Interscholastic Cycling Association mountain bike race that's going to be held this fall on this trail. And then there's also an open mountain biking experience that's being hosted this coming weekend for youth to experience bikes. Very much volunteer trail sponsors, Thor, Trails Have Our Respect, McCoy Services, Forcing Equipment, and Titan Machinery for some equipment rentals. So the 2022 proposal really includes three things. The first is completion of features from phase two. This was work that was primarily completed last fall. We have a couple different tabletops of part of that course that need to be finished.
There's a new flow line that's here for approval tonight. They'll give you a little more information on the next slide. And then there's also an initiative to put together funding for a pump track at a local park. And I'll talk about that a little bit on the one of the slides also. So the flow line, of the 5 miles out there, part of the mountain biking and cycling is advancement in skills. So a flow line is a line that has progressive jumps or drops or different features that any age group can learn and develop their skills on. The proposal is for a short little line that it's just south of the cross of the Black Elk Park. And the intent is it's something that riders can ride in circles and practice type of thing. So when we talk about the features, they are developed to be safe. When we talk about drops, you'll hear that term. They're basically items that you can ride your bike off. They have ramps that protect you from someone or unskilled riders from falling off it, for lack of better words. And then when we talk about tabletops or jumps, they're basically just a mound of dirt that you can jump over if you've watched any like dirt racing or things like that. Very much any of these items have ride arounds if people are comfortable, things like that. The city pump track, this one's very exciting to me. So skills development in mountain biking is something that starts very young. So this is an item that we're looking at bringing funding together. Really focuses on those younger ages, 4 to 12. The plan and intent is to place it at one of the local parks that gets a lot of trail traffic. The one mentioned is by the ball fields. I can't remember the park name, but by the old Dana
Stemmer.
Ball field. Yeah. The purchase price of this, the proposal is putting together the funding of this through donations. The cost is somewhere between $50,000 and $60,000. Expected install, fundraising is planned to do this year with an install plan for 2023. The ask for the council, I think, for tonight is we would look for $5,000 in seed money out of the trail fund to, in my mind, it shows the commitment of the city of putting this trail in, and it really then starts for us the fundraising part going to the different entities. We believe it's going to be a pretty easy ask to get the fundraising put together for all of this, so feel really good about it. And that is everything I had tonight, so I don't know if you have any questions on that.
Pat, did you want to address this before we...
The Parks Department met on this issue and wanted to offer their support for this project. We figured it was something that the kids would be interested in, and also fill in along Cobble Creek behind the Dana Ball Fields.
Oh.
Is there enough it would be an easy, a nice spot for it, and kids could get to it by the trails, and they're a lot easier. We first kind of looked at Black Elk, and then we looked at about four other sites, and this was the best one we thought. We could go on either side of the trail, so we've got plenty of space there.
Okay, so this, I'm going to ask this question to you, but this is not like a destination where parents are going to drive kids, or the kids are going to get there with their bikes, do their thing.
Yeah.
Because parking would be limited a little bit with ball games and whatever else going on through the summertime at nights. I mean, that doesn't mean during the day or anything.
During
I'm not against this at all.
And if there if people aren't at the ball fields playing, they can also park at the...
And, I'm familiar with that trail. I've walked twice in my life. But there are two open spaces I can remember.
Yeah.
Down
I'm
by
thinking,
Rod Olson's back in that area.
We're thinking about coming out a little part, but we got to find out exactly where the sewer line there
is. I'm not against it.
Or against the creek there as well.
Another question would be for the main trail. How much use, is it getting used besides events?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know?
Yeah, definitely.
That's kind of curious.
I use it all the time.
You go up and down that trail on a bike?
You should too, John. It's not a bike. I walk it.
Oh, you walk it. Okay, I could maybe handle it.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
The $5,000 that was referenced that they would like for seed money, we have those funds.
That would come out of the trails fund if approved.
Mm-hmm.
You guys.
Okay.
Do you know what the Trails Fund total is right now? Rod, you got any idea what? No?
I'm not sure.
I am not sure.
Can you also do this with some Keno money, or would Keno money also work for helping?
What's that?
Keno money help them with seeding some of this?
I have a follow-up question.
Tell me about it.
He wondered it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to be a city facility, Keno could be used to...
So you have a couple options, is what I'm just trying to get, if the council agrees with it. I mean, but there are a couple options. Thank you.
Do you have anything to add, Rod?
For an agenda item tonight, I think, they asked for a report. There was no request for finances on the agenda. So I think it's outside the scope of what's on the agenda. That request for finances needs to be put on a later agenda for council consideration. Because I don't believe Brenda did that the agenda said anything about requesting funds.
No, it just says to request to construct a pump track in the area between Peterson Field and the trail.
Okay. I think to vote on anything tonight would be outside of the context of the agenda item, so we need to put that on probably for the next meeting if you want to consider any funding. And in the meantime, councilman, we can look up to see what the funds in the trail and so forth.
Thank you. Table it.
Thank you, John.
So,
if I could ask one thing. So I think there were two things. I think moving the funding one, that is not a problem.
Well, we could use either or. Yeah, I mean, but I don't know what the total is there.
The other piece of it was there's a small expansion up on the Black Elk Trail that we have like approval for, that jump line. That one is no funding. That one is something that we're doing. So I think one I would like to consider if we can for approval to push the funding out or that.
As far as any action to approve going ahead with something on the trail, as long as it doesn't involve any financial, I think the agenda item was clear enough that the council can say yes, move forward on the addition to the trail and not in Nye. But as far as committing any funds, at this time the council couldn't do that.
So it's the addition to the trail, not the pump track?
Yep.
So that's what we have here.
So, so do we need a different agenda item for that, Rod, or Desiree?
No, he said no. It doesn't have any finance.
Do I have to change the wording?
We have to change the wording.
I can just change the wording to approve Neihardt Trail and not the pump track. Is that what you're saying?
Or both.
Both.
Or both. We're doing both?
We just...
they just got
to
come back.
Improvements.
Talk about adding it to Neihardt, so we probably need to delay that till next meeting, take any action.
Okay, that's what I thought. So tonight we'll do the pump track, is the way I see it. You guys ready?
Make your motion.
I move to approve the request from Brent Fulmer or
Gary
representing Thor Trails Have Our Respect to construct a pump track in the area between Peterson Field and the trail.
Second.
Aha! Moved by Stewart, seconded by Rump.
She got in there.
To approve Thor. Can you say no to Thor?
Yeah. So you just need to get back with staff on the other issue we're talking about. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your
time. All council members present voting aye.
There he is.
Yeah, for it. I'll spell it again.
Denied.
No.
Rod, you're next. We have a review of the annual report on the City of Blair tax increment financing.
Mayor and Council, just real quick, just you have a copy in your packet of the letter that we filed with all the taxing agencies as required by the Nebraska statutes. I point out that this year the final payment was made on the Two Rivers TIF program. This will be the last year that the taxes will be divided for the downtown project. And that should be funded out over the next year or so. The Woodhouse project started in 2015. You still have outstanding Transformation Hill, the hotel at Hayden Place, and then the Grant Street Industrial Park. The second page shows the estimated project cost for each of the said projects. Number three shows the projected value versus the current value. As an example, the Blair Downtown Area TIF 2 had a projected value at for the project of $25,582,500, and as of January 1, 2020, it had a value of $27,547,84, so it created more value than what originally was estimated. And the other projects, the Woodhouse Collision Center, again, you can see that the projected value was $2,015,000. The January 1 value of 2020 was $2,470,000. So again, the value of that has been created is greater than what was projected. So what that means is depending on the annual levy each year, that would appear that project would be paid off in less than the 15 years. Again, I say projected because based upon what the valuations do and what the actual levies are each year, that would determine the amount of division for each of those projects. With that, then, I'd answer any questions that you might have.
So with these coming out, that increases our ability to tip a larger percentage?
With the Two Rivers coming out and with the downtown, that 27, an example, on the Two Rivers project, I don't can't remember what that value was,
right,
but it was about $8 million, about $6 million. That will be coming back on, any of that increase will be coming on to the evaluation as new valuation this coming tax year. Same thing with the downtown, that increment of increase will be coming back on to the tax rolls and then available for all of the taxing.
So then the TIF districts pretty much end if they're paid off, or do they still continue as a TIF district?
Those projects are paid off.
Okay.
The light standards and stuff for still stays
still
on.
Still exists there.
And you okay. could have a secondary or a third project down the road at some point if somebody came forward.
Some people aren't clear on that. They were wondering if it would be just the end of
this
TIF project.
This just ends those projects and the payoff on those.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments or questions for Mr. Storm?
Over then would be a motion to accept and place the file.
I would entertain such a motion.
So moved.
Second.
And your motion is
to receive
the letter and place it on file?
Yes, sir.
Okay, please vote your preference.
All council members present voting aye.
Item number 9, we are going to recess and meet as a Board of Equalization to consider levying special assessments against public improvements in Northern View Phase 2 subdivision.
I'll make a motion to recess as a council and meet as a Board of Equalization at 7:27 p.m.
Second. Moved by Rump, seconded by Wolf, to recess as council and meet as Board of Equalization at 7:27 p.m. Rod?
Hey, Mayor and Council, you have a resolution before you outlining the proposed assessment schedule for the Northern View second phase project. The assessments and the lots have all been adjusted to reflect the correct lots and assessments per lot. Again, this is a procedure where the affected owners have the ability to come forward and express any concerns with the assessments. In this case, the developer owns all of the lots, and so therefore they have no objections to the assessments as proposed. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
I will introduce resolution number 2022-19.
Resolution number 2022-19 was introduced by Councilmember Willis, levying special assessments against paving district 3, water extension district 58, and sanitary sewer district 80, all in Northern View Phase 2 subdivision.
Make a motion to adopt resolution number 2022-19 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion from Willis and a second from Shank to adopt resolution number 2022-19 as presented.
All members present voting aye.
I'll make a motion to adjourn as a Board of Equalization and reconvene as a council to proceed with the meeting at 7:29 p.m.
Second.
Moved by Rump, second by Wolf, to adjourn as Board of Equalization and return to our work as city council people.
All council members present voting aye.
Mr. Storm?
The only item I have is, Mayor, we've been asked to let all of you as a council know that tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, Governor Ricketts will be here at 2 o'clock. Okay, he'll be here at 2 o'clock to hold a town hall meeting. If you'd be interested in attending, they'd like to have you in attendance.
Where?
Be here at the council chambers. Any questions?
What are we charging? What do you think of that, Marty? Should we charge him?
I think so.
All right. Now, item 11. Okay.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session at 7:32 p.m. to discuss possible litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege.
Right.
Second.
Thanks, Richard.
Moved by Rump, second by Wolf, to go into executive session to preserve the reputation of somebody.